Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
An original Pablo Picasso print was stolen from a downtown Milwaukee art gallery. WITI-TV reports appraiser Bill DeLynn says his partner noticed the original 1949 print was missing from the DeLynn Fine Art appraisals on Friday. Picasso only did 30 of these prints and signed each with a green crayon in the lower right corner.
Are you surprised that there was a Picasso in town?
No.
No, okay.
Have you been to our art museum? We have many fine, fine representations at our art museum. Really?
How many acres of parking are down there?
You park underground, leave your coat in the car. It can't be any better than the parking at the art museum is perfect. Okay. It's wonderful.
All right, so that can't be an excuse.
No.
Don't
be a schmuck. Why don't you go?
It's east of Highway 100.
True.
But that can't
not
be my
west
excuse.
Of the we're, lake.
We're east of Highway 100, so.
Right.
No, I was surprised that there was a Picasso in town. I thought, wow, that's pretty rare. How did we get a Picasso?
I don't know that that's rare or not, but I don't know enough about art dealing. And you said you were surprised at the price. I think it because it's a print, number one.
I thought Picasso's got to be worth millions.
Well, I think some are, but I
but
think...
But this one's not.
It's a print.
How does the print stuff work?
I don't know. Prints and etchings, I think, are worth less than oil paintings. And all the art dealers in the audience are shrieking and driving into walls. I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what I think. Because we have so many art listeners,
right.
You know.
Does that mean Picasso printed it himself?
He did the artwork.
Right. He touched it, so that makes it valuable. Correct?
He did the artwork. Whatever the artwork is, whatever it's a picture of or a drawing
I've
of
seen
or
it.
An etching of.
I've seen it.
He did that.
Yeah.
But then how many? I don't know. The more prints there are, the lower the price.
Sure. Supply and demand.
Yeah. So that's about all I know.
Well, the value
art's
was what?
Art's a pretty good example
investment
for supply and demand. I mean, when the guy dies,
it's the example.
Supply is cut off. So, you know.
Scarcity.
Value goes up. Right. If it's a one-off, it's one price. If it's a print, another thing.
Art as an investment, I don't know. You know, it kind of eludes me because just looking at Gordon Gekko's house in Wall Street now, besides like the Etruscan vase and the Bokhara rug, which I think I'm down for both of those, which are very expensive, his artwork that he bought at the Contemporary Picture Show, it's just like, you just want to throw up. It's so awful.
Well,
but he set records apparently as a collector then. You know, it's a fictional movie, right? But people do. They buy, you know, art every year. And they set records for doing so. And then in 5 years, I think...
Well, maybe that's why I don't go. Just have no idea what I'm looking at. Should I be impressed? Should I not be impressed?
You need Bill DeLynn to help you. If you're gonna have art as an investment, then you need a dealer that's like your dealer, your broker, your person who steers you in the right direction.
All right.
Because that's what they do all day long. You don't.
You can listen to music for free.
Sure.
And, you know, you can compile your playlist... And some people might laugh at it. You listen to that? What's wrong with you?
Like the Archies?
But it's free.
Yeah.
You know.
I like the Archies.
Right. If you like the Archies. Right. So maybe I walk into the art gallery and I like something and I'm, you know, actually looking at a post office poster.
Sure.
So, you know.
There was a famous.
If it's a matter of taste, then it's what you like or it's not what you like. It you know.
Who would like Jean-Michel Basquiat when he did all his like crap with Andy Warhol?
About.
I never liked a thing of it. And it gets millions and millions. I mean like $80-100 million now. I just think.
Right. So why would you want to be in on that world?
I don't want to look at that over my couch. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't want that over my couch, even though it's worth millions and millions of dollars.
So, but that's the way you feel. That's what you like. So,
so
why should you have to listen to someone else tell you what's valuable or not?
Only if I want to make money with my art.
Okay.
If I want it to be an investment vehicle, I want to listen to somebody. If I just want what I want, like not that thing that's over your right shoulder right now, I wouldn't have that hanging in my house either.
Garbage in this studio?
Yeah, there's not one thing in here that I would ever put in my
home. I don't have to look at it because it's behind me.
I have to look
at about it all the time.
I have to look at all of it behind you.
It's such crap.
Oh, my face is the front row, which has got to be bad enough. And then there's the painting behind
me.
No,
we'll take the front row every time.
We used to make fun of Chip Hobart when he worked here for hanging his little tapestries on the wall. These are worse.
Yeah.
Kind of like in the art corner over here.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Just okay. So, but if some expert came in and said, "Ooh, this is a, you know, a Garcia, it's worth millions," that doesn't make you like it any better.
The things like Rothko's and Kuhn's are modern. They were modern art at the time, and they're just like a red square, you know, millions and millions and millions. But because they had a moment in time, that's what makes them valuable.
When they announced the Grammys or the Oscars,
right,
does that make you like a show any better or not?
They hope, the industry hopes, that drives
They'll
you to
drive
see
you to
the picture.
Movie, yeah, with the Oscars. Possibly, that's why they expanded the field for a movie of the year.
If you already saw it.
Of course not.
Would the announcement that it won an Oscar make you like it more or less?
Of course not, right? Has that happened to you?
I watched, was it Manchester by the Sea?
Yeah.
After it had won, because I heard it was really good. So I...
Okay.
I but watched that, the Casey Affleck thing.
Right. But that's
and
them.
It was so depressing, I wish I would have never watched it.
Oh, okay.
It was, I don't need, I,
Your
I'll never watch it again.
Artists love depressing things, too. That's another deal that I just sort of believe.
That artists love depressing things?
Yeah, I never.
You mean all of it?
Yeah, it's all like... Oh,
love songs?
Yes.
Still that suffering for your art.
Right.
Yeah, happiness doesn't sell as much.
It doesn't go with the art world.
Charlotte,
I see some guy sitting there with his ear lopped off. Oh, it is so wonderful.
Charlotte on Sex and the City was a gallery girl, and she had gone to school for business and for art and, you know, art history.
Mm-hmm.
And in walks this fictional movie star, and she's just freaking out on the phone, like, "Oh my God, buddy, whatever his name is here in the gallery?" And she's telling her other girlfriend, he's staring at the fire extinguisher. And he says to her, "How much is this?"
Right. That's what I figure I'll do. If I walk to the art museum, I'll see the no smoking sign.
And think it's an original.
What a commentary on society. How brilliant.
Yes, the extinguisher represents what? Represents if there's a fire, put the fire out.
Yeah.
Of soul, of spirit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just you like what you like. Why? You
know. What if I'm at an art gallery and I go, "I'm looking at Picasso's, and give me a couple others."
Well, okay, what do you want? Okay.
Kuhn's, high-end.
Renoir's, right. You're looking at...
And I'd say to the...
Monet's.
I say to somebody who works there, anything Surratt's. That looks more like a Bob Ross in here?
Happy accidents, is that what you want?
You know who Bob Ross is, right?
You want happy accidents. That's what Bob Ross talks about. There's no mistake.
So I looked up Bob Ross paintings. What is a Bob Ross painting worth? The guy from PBS, the soft-spoken...
Who's dead now?
Yeah, he passed away a few years ago.
Right.
So, I'm looking at these.
More than.
Like, right,
there
exactly. So the price has gone up. So,
but he does landscapes. Maybe you love landscapes.
Oh, right, exactly. And again, it's what you like. Like Brian said, that's what I like. Why do I have to spend a lot of money for it if it's cheap? If I can get a cheap Bob Ross and I like looking at it,
you can get a lot of cheap art today if you go into lots of different galleries. I mean,
I was at the Safari Club International dinner. Saturday night for scouts. It's part of our thing.
Out at the
Grand Geneva.
Oh, nice.
And there was a booth next to us that was an art dealer. You know, and he's like paintings of wolves and
his paintings.
Dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
I would rather have one of those than the zillion dollar art gallery things. But
that's fine.
But if I wanted to put that in the art gallery and say, "Well, look at this guy," you'd get laughed off the planet, which I think is wrong. You just like what you like.
So the range of Bob Ross pictures here that I'm looking at, what do you think the range is for a Bob Ross?
How long ago did he die?
I want to say 10 years ago, maybe longer.
What site are you on looking at this?
I just Googled it. I Googled, what is a Bob Ross painting worth?
I'll say between $25 and $500.
I'll say like $1,200.
That's very good, both of you. They start at $999 and they go up to $1,200
okay.
on this list that I have here.
That's
pretty
we
good.
We didn't go low enough on the low end.
Yeah, what'd you say, $25? That's pretty good. $10, $25.
If it's small.
It's about the same.
Oil paint is expensive. It's, you know, when you have little oil paintings, they're expensive.
Yeah, I guess it. Listen, I got to recoup the
cost. I got 20 bucks in paint in this thing.
The cost of the
oil.
Oil
paint is expensive
And the
to
canvas
use.
And the wood. I got to recoup those costs. So, you know.
Yep.
I got got $40 into this thing before I ever.
I need at least $18.79.
Then the gas to drive there, the easel. You know, I got to wash my clothes, all that
nobody,
stuff.
Nobody prices paintings that way, do they? Or do they? I don't know.
I'm telling you, oil is far more expensive than watercolor or acrylic.
I believe you. I don't know if that works into the price of the painting.
I think it does. Really? I think it automatically does. Yes.
What do you got in supplies? $40. I'll give you 45.
Well, somebody made something. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what if a wood carver is making something out of wood, what kind of wood is it? He can charge more for an exotic wood, right? You guys understand that.
Right, but if you dislike the guy's work so much, you know, and to you, all he's done is wreck the canvas and use up paint.
Waste paint.
Right. Theoretically, you might offer him more for the blank canvas and the tubes of paint.
Well, it goes back to Toomey's thing, remember?
He could use them instead of you wrecking it.
Remember Mike's bit about the Billy Squire tape that was in the close-up bin, the cassettes, when we used to have cassettes, and he saw it for 99 cents. So a Billy Squire tape with a full album on it was 99 cents. A blank Maxell tape was $2.
Ooh.
So
that's the same theory.
The illusion.
I tape over the holes, I could use it.
Right.
Billy
Squire put out some pretty decent albums. They should have never been priced
Squire.
At 99 cents.
I like Billy Squire.
When I hear The Stroke or whatever.
My kind of lover. I'd love it.
Yeah, there's plenty of Bob and Brian cassettes that have been taped over.
Hey.
Did I see you guys in an antique
used to record, Grandma talking about her memories.
If I ever see
a bobblehead, did I see one?
If I ever see one of ours in an antique store,
I think I did. No, somebody emailed me that they did.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen those, but I've never actually come across one. If I do, I'm buying it no matter what the price.
Really? Mm-hmm. You don't want somebody else to have that? They hope that there's no surveillance in their actual gallery. I think they should change that. But Bill Dillon says he hopes the camera across the street captured the thief. Meanwhile, they're calling nearby art appraisers, museums, and art galleries around the country in case the print turns up.
We haven't anything like this since the violin went missing.
Oh, yeah. That was good. Yeah.
That heist.
Yeah.
And it turned out somebody just hid it in an attic.
Yeah. Where is that guy? It was one guy, right? One dude.
Some dummy.
Yeah. Some bonehead. Got the Stradivarius, right?
Right.
Was going to bring him all the money in the world.
Again, we're back in the news for...
For a art heist,
art.
A
boy,
theft.
Boy, Milwaukee's a big heist town.
I like it. I think that's sexy. I want this rep.
I'd like it better if it were a team of organized, handsome,
like the Kardashian
well-dressed...
jeweler?
No.
Jewelry
I'm talking
ring?
Ocean's 11. Like
oh,
that.
Oh.
That sort of
how do we
ring.
Know it's
the
not.
Italian job.
Did you see the guy?
One.
Did you see the guy who stole the violin?
Oh, him, was, yeah. No. It's a bad start.
Down,
it's
right.
a bad start. I want to know who this guy is.
Oh,
or gal.
More of the same.
She could be enterprising.
One guy stole the Mona Lisa and just put it under his bed for years.
It's a small painting.
Yeah.
So.
Mona Lisa is not big.
I don't know. I don't get that.
He wanted it to be in the country where it was painted. He was an Italian guy.
You have to watch the Thomas Crown Affair. He was stealing just for fun, just for kicks. I have that on my wall now. Look at that. I have one of the most famous things in the world on my wall over my fireplace. Pretty fun.
Wouldn't your friends notice and, you know, rat you out? Hey, isn't that the Mona Lisa?
I say you came over to my house.
Maybe you have other heisty friends.
And you used the bathroom.
I wouldn't
and
come
I don't
over
know.
To your house if I knew where you lived, but.
You drop your watch, you bend down to pick it up, you see under my bed, there's the Mona Lisa.
Hey.
And then
watch.
The violin.
you dropped your keys.
Okay.
And in
the
your
Mona
bedroom?
Lisa's under your bed?
Yeah, and you're just bending down to pick up your keys and you're like, what?
I'd rat you out in a second.
Sure. Would you come out?
Have
and
I
ask?
Heard that the Mona Lisa has been stolen?
Probably.
Oh yeah.
I'd ask for hush money first.
Do you turn you in for the reward?
Do you come
well,
out?
I know. What's the reward versus what he could pay me in hush money? That I want
to
see.
Well, I got to sell the Mona Lisa to give you hush money. That's why I stole it.
You don't have anything else on hand? Come on.
What do you want? I got Bob Ross money.
No, you're
and not the high end Bob Ross money
you're
either.
You're going to jail, my friend.
Yep, you better pay
I just
me.
But you, I just had you over for dinner.
You stole the Mona Lisa,
and it was grilled chicken. big deal.
But I cooked it at a really low temperature, and it was nice and juicy
it
and
was,
moist.
It was juicy. You're right. Yeah. I'll give you that. It was juicy, but it was fine.
Yeah, that painting ain't yours.
You're calling the cops. Do you come out and tell me you're calling the cops, or you just,
just say, I got to go?
Nope. Okay. He tips his hat.
Okay. Am I suspicious?
And disappears.
Thanks for the chicken. Got to go. Bye.
You didn't finish your coleslaw.
Nah, that full.
Coleslaw.